A sea of umbrellas surrounded Berlin's Brandenburg Gate as tens of thousands of people braved the cold rain to join in the celebrations. The reason for it all, 20 years ago, a series of peaceful revolutions and change broke down the massive gray wall that for nearly three decades divided Berlin, Germany, and Europe with an iron curtain. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the fall of the Berlin Wall as the happiest day of her life.
We have every reason to celebrate today, to celebrate freedom, she said. The Chancellor praised the courage of Germany's eastern neighbors who, with their peaceful uprisings, paved the way for freedom. And she thanked the Western allies for their staunch support throughout the Cold War. Representatives from East and West were on hand, from former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and Polish labor leader and later president Lech Wałęsa, to current Russian president Dmitry Medvedev, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton represented the United States, and President Barack Obama made a surprise video appearance.
Like so many Americans, I'll never forget the images of people tearing down the wall. There could be no clearer rebuke of tyranny. There could be no stronger affirmation of freedom.
Amid praise and joy, German Chancellor Merkel spoke of another November 9th, even longer ago, that she said should always serve as a warning.
Heute, vor 71 Jahren, wurde in der Reichspogromnacht.
She said that 71 years ago, the pogroms of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich opened the darkest chapter in Germany's history, the systematic persecution and murder of Europe's Jews and many other minorities. That, too, we do not forget today, she said. On November 9, 1938, on Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, at least 91 German Jews were killed and more than 200 synagogues were destroyed by rampaging Nazi mobs. Chancellor Merkel said the Nazi pogroms and the Berlin Wall serve as reminders.
Beides zeigt uns.
She said both show that freedom cannot grow and flourish on its own. It has to be fought for and it must always be defended, she said. In a show of symbolism, a line of oversized, brightly painted dominoes had been set up across the Brandenburg Gate, running along an area where the wall had once stood. On Monday night, the wall of dominoes fell, just as the Berlin Wall once did. The crowd was full of young people, and the message for them from both past and present political leaders was that many walls, both physical and mental, remain to this day. Walls and barriers to be broken down, no matter where they exist. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Berlin.